ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Speaker Johnson knows that I will be the 218th signature on the discharge petition for the Epstein files.
Even with the government in shutdown, Jeffrey Epstein's a hot topic. Their representative-elect from Arizona, Adelita Grijalva, saying Speaker Johnson is using the shutdown as cover not to swear her in.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability.
Johnson says that the government needs to be reopened, but she says that wasn't the case when Johnson swore in two Republicans out of a formal legislative session. Sources tell ABC News that Israel is preparing to receive more hostage bodies this evening. As Israel waits on Hamas to hold up its end of the deal, the peace is mostly holding, but not all aid is getting through to the Gazans. The World Meteorological Organization says CO2 growth rates hit a high last year, carbon monoxide tripling since the 1960s, causing more extreme weather. This is ABC News. Federal investigators think they've cracked a cybercrime organization operating out of Cambodia. Agents seizing $15 billion in Bitcoin. Here's how the victims got suckered in.
This is Jim Ryan. It often starts with a text from an unknown source. How are you? Or who is this? The sender then works to build trust with the recipient, eventually, maybe weeks or months later, inviting the person to invest ever-increasing amounts in cryptocurrency. Some who have fallen for it have lost their life savings. Best advice? Don't answer that first text. Delete it. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
How long have you been driving that car around? Research firm S&P Global says the average vehicle on the road today is now more than 12 years old, mostly because buying is so expensive if you buy new. New car prices up about 4% last year to about $50,000, driven in part by expiring tax credits for electric cars. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay city leaders are looking to overhaul zoning codes to promote housing affordability. At Monday night's meeting, the city's plan commission discussed changing nearly 100 parts of its subdivision and zoning rules. It would be one of the most substantial revisions this century to Green Bay laws governing land use and development. The city's zoning administrator, John Leroy, says zoning regulations have been inconsistent with the city's affordable housing priorities. In both the current comprehensive plan from 2003 and the city's latest vision of itself for the next quarter century. So what would the changes look like for your neighborhood? In general, the effect would be allowing more homes that are less expensive to build, more kinds of homes, and more people living on the same amount of land. Leroy said that a more extensive rewrite of the zoning code will happen sometime after the city council adopts a new comprehensive plan, which it's expected to do October 21st. Governor Evers wants to move forward with his plan to revamp Wisconsin prisons, which includes closing the Green Bay Correctional Institution. A news release issued yesterday says the governor will ask the State Building Commission, which he also chairs, to release $15 million secured through the bipartisan 2025-27 state budget. The Green Bay Correctional Institution is a 127-year-old overcrowded prison that leaders and advocates have discussed closing for years. Governor Evers' plan emphasizes not only revamping existing prison facilities, but also investing in rehabilitation programs to help address the state's growing prison population. The plan includes turning Waupun Correctional Institution into a state-of-the-art, medium-security, vocational village. The aim is to offer inmate training and workforce readiness so people getting out of prison can become contributing members of society, reduce the risk of reoffending, and improve public safety, according to Evers' statement. with news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's Game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not the best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will eventually thin later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s, a northeast breeze on the light side. Overnight, mostly clear in mid-40s. On Thursday, clouds will thicken back up. You may need the rain gear late in the day with some showers, lower 60s. Currently 49 degrees.
On 97.9 WGBW. Let me make your lunch plans for you. That is coming up. A special day today with WGBW.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Listen.
your alarm clock to us. 97.9 WGBW. 97.9
greatest hits on 97.9 and WGBW. On this third Wednesday in October, it's actually Take Your Parents to Lunch Day, which is intended mostly for school kids to welcome their parents into lunch to have lunch with them in school. But if you're lucky enough to have your parents close by and still around, hey, there you go. Take them to lunch. My parents are in Ohio, so I don't have that long of a lunch break to make that trip and be back before I would miss some of the show. But if they are in town, definitely say, hey, all right, I'm taking you
with
to lunch
locations
today.
Locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday. Come what may to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again. Like we did last summer. Yeah.
update again from our WGBW newsroom. We do them every single half hour on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. And the next one is coming soon.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
Had a fine, she saw.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. An Oshkosh man arrested for allegedly kicking his bleeding dog in the head last week appeared in court yesterday. 39-year-old Travis Gant was charged Tuesday for allegedly abusing a dog and then threatening family members who shared a video that led to his arrest, according to a criminal complaint. The incident happened last week at a home on Frederick Street. Police obtained a search warrant for the home and, according to the criminal complaint, found three adult dogs and four young puppies. Oshkosh Area Humane Society workers removed all seven dogs. Court records describe the dog that was seen being kicked in the head as somewhat non-coherent with obvious injury to the head and had difficulty standing up. Two people in the home described repeated acts of abuse by Gant. Gant denied abusing the animals to police, claiming the dogs were injured fighting each other. Gant also allegedly threatened people in the home, including an adult woman and a 13-year-old girl, for recording and sharing video of his interactions with the dogs, according to the complaint. Gant faces five charges, including intentionally mistreating animals and intimidating a witness. Wisconsin soybean farmers are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion soybean crop, but China has stopped buying U.S. soybeans this year. Wisconsin Soybean Association members say the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will eventually thin later in the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s, a northeast breeze on the light side. Overnight, mostly clear in mid-40s. On Thursday, clouds will thicken back up. You may need the rain gear late in the day with some showers, lower 60s. Right now, it's 51.
Blue sea haze.
local news, and timeless hits on the Civic Media app, streaming for you and always at 97.9 WGBW.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired of you. Never, my love. Never, my love. You wonder if this heart of mine will lose its desire.
Spend your whole life.
Christmas hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and all right, gather round, team, gather round. We're about to have a pep talk because nobody likes to just have no challenge, just win out. What fun is that? So, the Brewers are off today. They come back for Game 3 in L.A. against the Dodgers. Dodgers are two up in the series. It's best of seven, though. You are not going to recognize this Brewers team when you see them again tomorrow night in action because they are going to step up to the plate. They're going to be ready. Now, I am usually wrong, so don't really, really listen, but I think that they're going to rally. They're going to get it done. So they're off today. The Blue Jays need to get it together as well because the Mariners are kind of owning them in this series as well. They are back in action tonight. Mike Clemens has more sports, like the real sports. He knows more than I do. He's coming up at noon, but I have high hopes.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Love you every day, girl, always.
the week. 25 hours a day, you can get all your local news and timeless hits right here at 97.9 WGBW.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought. Started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
Local news, timeless hits at 97.9 WGBW. Some national news, local news as well. The forecast and sports all ahead next on WGBW.
You, with your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow.
Are you trying to prove it ain't true that your life has kicked you? It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on.
Michelle Franzen. It's now day 15 of the government shutdown. The Senate will vote again today on a clean bill to end it. House Speaker Mike Johnson, meantime, facing calls by Democrats in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus to swear in Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva, a Democrat from Arizona. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Grijalva was elected September 23rd. Grijalva Wednesday with fellow Hispanic congressional lawmakers repeating this allegation.
Speaker Johnson knows that I will be the 218th signature on the discharge petition for the Epstein files. He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
She says earlier this year, Johnson swore in two Florida Republicans less than 24 hours after their election.
A key border crossing in Rafah is closed, cutting aid into Gaza in half today. That after Israel accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire agreement to return all remaining bodies of the dead hostages.